Welcome to 2021, year of supernatural turnaround. Let's put our voices this morning and with a heart of thanksgiving, give the Father praise, glorify Him, appreciate Him, for He is worthy of our praise. Thank Him and glorify Him. Give Him the praise. Glorify Him and give Him praise. Thank Him for diverse encounters. Thank Him for outpouring of grace. Give Him the praise for renewal of strength. Thank Him, magnify Him, and bless His name. Enter His gate with thanksgiving and into His court with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name, for the Lord is good and His mercies endures forever. Give Him praise. Thank Him and appreciate Him for diverse visitations. Give Him praise. We glorify You, Father. We appreciate You. To You be the glory. To You be the praise. Blessed be Your name, Father. We glorify You. We appreciate You. We thank You in the name of Jesus. Thank You, Father. Thank Him for His presence. Mighty in our midst. Glorify Him and give Him praise. Blessed be Your name, Father. We glorify You. We appreciate You in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank You, Lord. We give You praise for Your mighty presence in our midst, doing wonders. We glorify You. We appreciate You. Thank Him for answers to all of our prayers. Glorify Him. Appreciate Him. Give Him thanks. Give Him praise. Thank You. We glorify You. We appreciate You in the name of Jesus Christ. Now thank Him for the privilege to appear before Him again this morning. Glorify Him. Appreciate Him. Give Him thanks. They go from strength to strength. Everyone that appears before Him, give Him the glory. Give Him the praise. We glorify You. We appreciate You in the name of Jesus. Thank You for the privilege to appear before You again this morning. Thank You, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank Him for the release of strength again this morning as we pray. Glorify Him, appreciate Him for the release of grace. Thank Him, give Him praise. Thank You for grace available this morning. Thank You for Your strength available this morning. We glorify You, we appreciate You in the name of Jesus Christ. Blessed be Your name, Father, for the encounters this morning. To You be the glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Put our hands together for Jesus as we welcome the praise team.
Anytime I see another breaking of the day, I say thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Every time I see another breaking of the day, I say thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Every time, Lord, every time I see another breaking of the day, I say thank You, Lord. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Yahweh, every time I see another breaking of the day, I say thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You. Every time, Lord,
every time I see another
breaking of the day,
another breaking of the day, I say thank
Unquestionable, you are the Lord. Unquestionable, you are the Lord. Unquestionable, 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 you are the Lord. Unquestionable, God. Hey! We call you unquestionable, God. We call you unquestionable, God. Unquestionable. Uh-huh. Yes, Lord, you are unquestionable, God. Hey! Unquestionable, God. Unquestionable. Unquestionable, God. Unquestionable, you are the Lord. Everlasting God, you are Jehovah. Unquestionable, 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 you are the Lord. Unquestionable God. Hey! Chineme, male, lele, lele, lele. Hey! Otogu akataka. Ebu bedika. Hey! Unquestionable, unquestionable, unquestionable. We say unquestionable God. Hey! Who can match your power? Unquestionable, God. Unquestionable, unquestionable, unquestionable. Hey, unquestionable, God. You say unquestionable, God. You alone, unquestionable, God. Unquestionable. Yes, yes, unquestionable, God. Hey, unquestionable, God. Everlasting Father, none can compare. Yeah, yeah. Unquestionable, unquestionable God. Unquestionable, you are the Lord. Unquestionable God. Hey, Allah bana to sole ayero. Hey, bani bani nigba ikonjue. Unquestionable God. Unquestionable. Hey, yes we say unquestionable God. Hey. It's okay, go, go, go. Hey! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hey! We say, Lord, unquestionable God. Yes, you alone, you alone, you alone, you alone. Unquestionable God. Hey! We say, unquestionable God.
Hallelujah. Let's give Jesus a big hand of praise. And please get seated this morning. We begin our intercessions and we shall be praying in this manner, saying, Father, send us the rain of your life-transforming word in all our services all through this year. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 18, with open face beholding us in the glass the glory of the Lord, we are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Please, let's rise together this morning and lift up our voices saying, Father, send us the rain of your life-transforming word in all our services all through this year. Lift up your voice, everyone, this morning, and let's engage our hearts in this line of intercession. Our Father and our God, we are asking this morning in the name of Jesus, send us the rain of your life-transforming word in all our services all through this year. Every time we gather, let your word flow freely. Lift up your voice. Engage your heart this morning. Engage your heart in this intercession as we cry unto our Heavenly Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you send us the rain of your life-transforming word in all our services all through this year. Let your word never cease to flow every time your people gather in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift up your voice, everyone, this morning. Let's place a demand on the throne room of heaven this morning, asking our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus to continue to send us the rain of His life-transforming word. Continue to send us the rain of your testimony-provoking word in all our services all through this year. In the name of Jesus Christ, lift up your voice and show you are praying this morning. You are engaging your heart with fervency. You are engaging your soul with confidence in your God, making a demand with faith in your heart. Our Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, let your word never cease to flow in all of our services all through this year, in all our Sunday services, all our midweek services, covenant hour of prayer, every gathering, WSF, let your word continue to flow freely. Your word of power, your life-transforming word, let it never cease to flow in the name of Jesus Christ. Someone lift up your voice and show you are praying this morning. Engage your heart, engage your faith. God hears and answers. But we must cry in faith. We must cry believing. Therefore, ensure you are praying this morning. Father, we make a demand, standing on the integrity of your word, asking that you continue to send us the rain of your life-transforming word in all our services all through this year. Your word of power, the word that will change, the word that will transform every participant. Let that word never cease to flow. Lift up your voice and show you are praying this morning. You can pray in the spirit or pray your understanding, but ensure your cry of faith is ascended to God this morning. Our Father, we make a demand, standing on the integrity of your word. We all with open faces beholding you as in a glass. We are changed from glory to glory. Let that be our experience via encounters with your life-transforming word, with your testimony-provoking word in all our services all through this year. Lift up your voice and show you are praying this morning. We are praying the will of our Heavenly Father. We are praying the advancement of the kingdom of God. Therefore, lift up your voice. Pray with passion this morning. Make a demand with confidence. Our Father, we are asking all through this year, continue to send us the rain of your life-transforming word every time your people gather in all our services all through this year. Your word of power, your word of change, that word that will provoke supernatural turnarounds in the lives of every participant. Lift up your voice. Pray some more this morning. God hears and answers when we call, but we must call in faith. Lift up your voice. Engage your heart this morning. We are praying the will of our Heavenly Father. Therefore, pray with confidence. The rain of His life-transforming word. That word that will provoke change and transformation in the lives of everyone. Lift up your hands and let's give thanks to God again this morning. He has heard and answered our prayers in Jesus' mighty name. Please give Jesus a big hand and be seated.
Presently, we're continuing in prayers. And this time we're saying, Father, empower the prayer life of every winner so we can be full partakers of the supernatural turnaround encounters of the ongoing prayer and fasting season. In Romans chapter 8, verses 26 and 27, paraphrase, likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. He maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. With confidence in that scripture, can we rise and pray the prayer? Father, empower the prayer life of every winner so we can be full partakers of the supernatural turnaround encounters of the ongoing prayer and fasting season. Father, empower the prayer life of every winner so we can be full partakers of the supernatural turnaround encounters of the ongoing prayer and fasting season. men ought always to pray and not to faint. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, empower the prayer life of every winner so we can be full partakers of the supernatural turnaround encounters of the ongoing prayer and fasting season. Father, Lord, empower the prayer life of every winner so we can be full partakers of the supernatural turnaround encounters of the ongoing prayer and fasting season. Pray that prayer with intensity. Cry unto God. Ensure your voice is heard on high. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. So ask God for the empowerment. Say, Father, empower the prayer life of every single winner so we can all be full partakers of the supernatural turnaround encounters of the ongoing prayer and fasting season. Father, Lord, increase our love for the altar. Increase our love for communion with you. In the mighty name of Jesus, empower the prayer life of every winner so we can be full partakers of the supernatural turnaround encounters of the ongoing prayer and fasting season. Pray that prayer with intensity. Pray it with your understanding, but pray it as well in the spirit. Ensure you cry unto God. Say to him, Father, empower the prayer life of every winner so we can be full partakers of the supernatural turnaround encounters of the ongoing prayer and fasting season. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, empower the prayer life of every winner, each and every winner, so we can be full partakers of the supernatural turnaround encounters of the ongoing prayer and fasting season. Lord, may we cry unto you as a company. May we cry unto you as individuals. Lord, empower prayer life. Teach us to stay long at the altar of prayer. Lord, teach us to pray with focus, with concentration. Father, empower the prayer life of every winner so we can be full partakers of the supernatural turnaround encounters of the ongoing prayer and fasting season. You have not principally because you ask not. Father, empower prayer life, each and every one of us, so we can be full partakers of the full supernatural turnaround encounters of the ongoing prayer and fasting season. Is God hearing your voice? Are you crying unto God? Are you talking to your Father? You are absolutely dependent on him, on the power of the Holy Spirit. Say, Father, empower the prayer life of every winner so we can be full partakers of the supernatural turnaround encounters of the ongoing prayer and fasting season. In the mighty name of Jesus, lift up your voice and show it is Adonai. Cry unto God, Father, empower the prayer life of every winner so we can be full partakers of the supernatural turnaround encounters of the ongoing prayer and fasting season. Now lift up your hands in appreciation. When we ask, we receive, because that's what he has commanded. Thank you, Father, for empowering our prayer life. Thank you, Father, for making our prayer life effective in your presence. Blessed be your holy name. We give you all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please put your hands together and take your seat.
Again, we are rising to pray. And this time we shall be saying, Father, silence the voice of the stranger seeking to manipulate our new converts from being established this year. Make it louder. John chapter 10 and verse 5, a stranger we did not follow, but flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. I'll be on our feet as we pray. Father, silence the voice of the stranger seeking to manipulate our new convert from being established this year. Lift up your voice and let us cry out to our Father this morning, standing in the gap for all our new converts. Father, in the name of Jesus, silence the voice of the stranger seeking to manipulate our new converts from being established in this church even this year. Let heaven hear your voice. Lift up your voice everywhere and pray. Pray this prayer with fervency of the Spirit. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, silence the voice of the stranger seeking to manipulate our new converts from being established in this church even this year. In the name of the Lord Jesus, And Father, we cry out to you this morning, and we pray, silence the voice of the stranger seeking to manipulate our new converts from being established in this church this year. Lift up your voice, pray with faith in your heart, pray a prayer that must be answered. Father, in the name of Jesus, silence the voice of the stranger seeking to manipulate our new convert from being established this year. This is our outcry and our expectation concerning all our new convert of the year. We are asking, oh Lord, silence the voice of the stranger seeking to manipulate our new convert from being established in this church even this year. Pray with faith. Pray from the depth of your heart. Keep calling upon the God of heaven. Father, silence the voice of the stranger seeking to manipulate our new converts from being established in this church even this year. Cry out unto the Lord this morning. Let your voice of intercession be registered in heaven. Father, in the name of Jesus, silence the voice of the stranger seeking to manipulate our new convert from being established in this church this year. All our new converts shall take root downward and bear fruit upward. No one shall be able to pluck them out in the name of Jesus. Father, silence the voice of the stranger seeking to manipulate our new convert from being established in this church even this year. Cry out the more. Pray this prayer with faith in your heart. Keep calling upon the God of heaven. Whatsoever the Lord doeth, it shall be forever. Father, we pray for all our new convert this morning in the name of Jesus. Let them be established by silencing the voice of the stranger that may be seeking to manipulate them in the mighty name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. Pray with faith in your heart. Keep calling upon the God of heaven on behalf of all our new convert. Father, in the name of Jesus, silence the voice of the stranger seeking to manipulate our new convert from being established in this church this year. Remember, a stranger will they not follow, but they will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. Let's stand upon the word of God this morning and pray with fervency of the spirit. You can pray this prayer in the spirit. You can pray it in your understanding. Ensure you are engaging your faith in it. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, silence the voice of the stranger seeking to manipulate our new convert from being established in this church this year. This is our outcry and our expectation, and we know you have done according to our expectation. Lift up your two hands to the Lord, wave it unto him and give him thanks. Father, we thank you. We bless your name. Glory be to the Lamb of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are prayed. Please take your seat and give Jesus a big hand.
Shortly we shall be rising up again to pray. And we shall be saying, Father, grant supernatural wisdom to our pastors and leaders at all levels in this church this year, resulting in supernatural turnaround order of growth. Can I hear the loudest amen? Proverbs chapter 24 from verse 3 to 5, I paraphrase, says, true wisdom is an house builded, and by understanding it is established. A wise man is strong, yeah, a man of knowledge increases strength. Please rise up to your feet with me. Lift up your voice as you pray this prayer. Father, grant supernatural wisdom to our pastors and leaders at all levels in this church this year, resulting in supernatural turnaround order of growth. Lift up your voice as you pray. Let the Lord hear the voice of your intercession. Pray a prayer that must be answered this morning. My Father and my God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, grant supernatural wisdom to all our pastors and leaders at all levels in this church this year, resulting in supernatural turnaround order of growth. Lift up your voice as we pray for our leaders
A prayer for your head is a prayer for yourself. Lift up your voice as you speak to the Lord. My Father and my God, we lift up all our leaders into your hands, all our pastors at all levels in this church this year, and we ask that you grant each and every one of them the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of understanding, resulting in supernatural turnaround, order of growth. Lift up your voice as you pray. Lift up your voice as you speak to the Lord. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, grant supernatural wisdom to all our pastors. Grant supernatural wisdom to all our leaders at all levels in this church this year, and let it result in supernatural order of growth. Lift up your voice as you pray this prayer. Lift up your voice as you speak to your Father in heaven. My Father and my God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we ask, impart each and every one of our pastors and our leaders at all levels with the spirit of wisdom and understanding in this church this year, resulting in supernatural order of growth and increase of these assemblies worldwide. Father, this is our prayer. This is our heart cry. This is our desire. Lift up your voice as you pray this prayer. Lift up your voice as you cry out to your Father in heaven. Lift up your voice to the Lord. Pray in your understanding. Also intercede in the spirit. But by all means, let your voice resound in heaven. My Father and my God, we pray and we ask, grant supernatural wisdom to all our pastors and all our leaders at all levels in this church this year, resulting in supernatural turnaround order of growth and increase, resulting in supernatural turnaround order of multiplication. Lift up your voice as you pray. Let the Lord hear the voice of your intercession. Let him hear the sound of your prayer. Lord, Father, grant supernatural wisdom, grant supernatural insight, grant supernatural understanding to all our pastors and leaders at all levels in this church this year, resulting in supernatural turnaround order of growth, resulting in supernatural turnaround order of increase of all our assemblies worldwide. Lift up your voice as you pray this prayer. Now lift up those hands in appreciation to God for answers to prayer. Give him all the praise. Give him all the glory that is due to him alone. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Put those hands together for Jesus, and please, you may be seated.
We yet again rise to pray. When we rise, we'll be saying, Father, by the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost, compel the ingathering of record-breaking multitudes into this church this coming Sunday. And Acts chapter 2, verse 2 and 6, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a mighty rushing wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together. Please, let's rise up as we lift up our voice to pray, remembering that this Sunday is Covenant Day of Exemption and our Operation Andrew Sunday. Father, by the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost, compel the ingathering of record-breaking multitude into this church this coming Sunday. Lift up your voice, saints of God everywhere. Father, in the name of Jesus, by the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost, compel the ingathering of record-breaking multitude into this church this coming Sunday. Record-breaking multitude into this church this coming Sunday. Lift up your voice, saints of God, as we pray fervently this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, by the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost, compel the ingathering of record-breaking multitude into this church this coming Sunday. Compel the ingathering of record-breaking multitude. Lift up your voice, saint of God. Ensure you are not just muttering words. We are praying to our Heavenly Father. Is a prayer answering God? Father, by the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost, compel the ingathering of record-breaking multitude into this church this coming Sunday. Into this church this coming Sunday. That is our covenant day of exemption. Father, we lift up our voice in one accord. By the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost, compel the ingathering of record-breaking multitude into this church this coming Sunday. Compel the ingathering of record-breaking multitude into this church this coming Sunday. Lift up your voice, saints of God. Pray in your understanding. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Engage your faith and engage your heart. This is a prayer that must be answered. Father, by the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost, compel the ingathering of record-breaking multitude into this church this coming Sunday. Record-breaking multitude into this church this coming Sunday. Are you engaging? Lift up your voice. Engage your faith. Engage your heart. This is a prayer that must be answered. Father, by the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost, compel the ingathering of record-breaking multitude into this church this coming Sunday. Compel them to come from everywhere. Lagos, Ota, his environs. Compel them to gather in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift up your voice. Pray in your understanding. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Ensure that your Heavenly Father, your voice is resounding this morning. Father, by the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost, compel the ingathering. Compel the ingathering of record-breaking multitude into this church this coming Sunday. Is our Operation Andrew Sunday. It's also Covenant Day of Exemption. Lift up your voice. Pray in your understanding. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Father, by the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost, compel the ingathering of record-breaking multitude into this church this coming Sunday. Compel the ingathering of record-breaking multitude into this church this coming Sunday. Lift up your voice. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Father, by the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost, compel the ingathering of record-breaking multitude into this church this coming Sunday. Covenant Day of Exemption. This is our heart desire. We lift up our voices in one accord this morning. Father, by the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost, compel the ingathering of record-breaking multitude into this church this coming Sunday. Compel the ingathering of record-breaking multitude into this church this coming Sunday. Lift up your hands, magnify him for answered prayers. Father, we bless your name. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Put those wonderful hands together for Jesus, and please, you may take your seat.
Next, we should be rising to pray. And this time, we are going before the Lord, and we are presenting our personal supplications unto him. As we do so, I want us to be reminded of God's word. Jeremiah 33 and verse 3, call unto me, and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things that you know not. As you go before the Lord this morning, calling unto him, you shall receive your answers. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Shall we rise on our feet this morning, go before the Lord, presenting unto him the desires of your heart, whether they be personal or matters concerning the kingdom. Do it in faith, knowing that as you call, he will answer. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice to heaven now and begin to give glory to God. Begin to appreciate Him. Begin to celebrate Him. From the depth of your heart, give Him praise. Give Him glory for the answer to your prayer. Thank Him both in the spirit and in your understanding. Father, we say thank you. And blessed be your holy name. For in Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Give Jesus a big, big hand, and please, you may be seated. In this service this morning, it is testimony time. Put your wonderful hands together for Jesus. Please listen to these documented testimonies and be blessed by them in the name of Jesus Christ. Number one, supernatural healing. I had a strange headache while in Nigeria for more than a year. Anytime the attack came, I would not be able to do anything meaningful. I traveled to America with my family and it persisted. I took part in the 21 days fasting and prayer, focusing on kingdom advancement prayers, and I totally ignored the strange headache. The Holy Spirit led me to hook up to the covenant hour of prayer. While teaching, Bishop David Oyedepo said, "Everyone that prays kingdom advancement prayer is an ambassador of Christ, and it is not permitted to be afflicted." He explained this from Exodus chapter 23, verse 25 to 26, and I believe those words. In the night, the Holy Spirit instructed that I sleep with a mantle on my neck and head. Then the master surgeon showed up in my dream. I saw two seeds in my head, and God bore two holes and removed them. Immediately, the strange headache stopped and my head was restored. I give God all the glory. The testifier is Rex Ogbodu. Put your hands together for Jesus. Number two, change of story. I dedicated myself to 21 days of fasting and prayer. Passionate soul winning, kingdom building, and placed multiple requests before the Lord. During the season, I learned from Bishop Oyedepo how to ask, believe, and pray, and putting all instructions from this altar to work. God delivered to me and my children a big mountain of answered prayers. I have encountered a press down, shaking together, where God forced everything to turn into my favor. Amazingly, God restored me this year with 5-bedroom home. I had no idea all of these things were in store for me, but God did them, and I have proven that when we trust and obey God's instruction, He has a phenomenal way of showing us that all things work together for the good of those that walk upright before Him. The testifier is Dr. Leonie Mattison. Let's rise on our feet this morning as we begin to appreciate the Lord, giving Him glory, giving Him honor for these answered prayers.
Shall we lift up our hands to God this morning and magnify His name? Let's thank Him for those amazing testimonies. He's the doer. He's worthy of our praise. Lift up your voice. Thank Him and praise Him and bless Him. Magnify His name. Thank Him because your own testimony too is already established. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, begin to thank Him right now for answered prayers, even this morning, both corporately and your own personal prayers. God has heard and He has answered. And at this time, begin to ask the Lord, speak to me this morning. My heart is open. Send me my own word. change my story, and let your name be glorified. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Father, we have come before you today. We thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for answered prayers today, both corporately and personally. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for these amazing testimonies. You are the doer. Take all the praise in Jesus' name. And right now, as we go into your word, visit us again. Change our story again. Move us forward again. And let your name be praised. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. A louder amen. Please put your hands together for the Lord and be seated. Praise God. All through the week in our covenant hour of prayer, we have been looking at the subject. The prayer of faith is the prayer that works. Can you say that with me, please, everyone? A little louder, please. And now the loudest you can. Praise God. Please be reminded that the purpose of prayer is to receive answers. And there can be no answers to prayers without faith. And that helps us to understand, among other things, why the subject of faith is of utmost importance, so that our prayers cannot be in vain. From this season forward, you shall no longer pray in vain. Yeah. What is faith? If you forget any other thing this week, we've heard this statement over and again. We must never forget this. And that's the fact that faith is engaging the power of God through the altar of prayer. Faith is engaging the power of God through the altar of prayer. Faith is what? Through what? Again, faith is what? Through what? Say loud, amen. Amen. So every time you go before God in prayer, be reminded, I'm here to engage God's power on this altar. And how powerful is God's power? Jeremiah chapter 32 and verse 17. Very, very common and important scripture. Jeremiah chapter 32 and verse 17. Our Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great what? By thy great power. And stretch out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. So how great is this God's power? Is so great that nothing is hard for him. Same thing repeated in verse 27 of the same chapter. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? What's the answer? No matter what the situation in your life might be right now, it's not too hard for God. Say to me, my case is not too hard for God. Say it confidently. Now say like you believe it. Turn to your neighbor, tell him, your case is not too hard for God. Say loud, amen. Amen. And we see several examples in scriptures of men and women that have engaged the power of God on the altar of prayer. Example one this morning is Daniel. Daniel chapter 6, verse 10. Remember the story of Daniel, how he was cast into the den of lion. Daniel chapter 6 and verse 10. We're told about Daniel, a man of prayer. He prayed 3 times every day. How many times? And even when it was signed that no man should pray again, Daniel still went back to his house, opened his windows as aforetimes, did the same thing, prayed 3 times. Now look at verse 20 of Daniel chapter 6. And because he prayed in faith, he was thrown into the den of lion. But because Daniel was a man of prayer, the lions had no power over him. Look at verse 20. He came to the den. He cried, this is the king now. He cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said, Daniel, servant of the living God, servant of who? Is thy God whom thou servest continually. How was Daniel serving God continually? In prayer. Able to deliver thee from the lions. Look at verse 22. We all know the end story. What's the answer? Yes. And after this happened, the king had to send a word. No one else should pray unto any other God except the God of Daniel. Daniel, a man of prayer, put the power of God to work to such a point that the lions had no power over him. I don't know what might have been scaring you in life and staring you in the face and challenging your Christianity as you engage God's power on the altar of prayer, especially combining it with fasting in this season. I see every challenge of life turning to testimonies for you. Yeah. It happened to Daniel, it will happen for you. Yeah. The God of Daniel is still at work today. He will manifest himself in your life. Yeah. Can I hear a loud amen? Yeah. The God of Daniel will manifest himself in your situation. Yeah. Example number two. Remember the story of the woman with the issue of blood. Luke chapter 8. Look at verses 43 and 44. Luke 8, 43 and 44. And a woman having the issue of blood 12 years. How many years? It doesn't matter for how long. Spent all her living upon physicians, but could neither be healed. 44, came behind Jesus, touched the border of his garment, and immediately, how soon did it happen? How soon? Even this day, even today, something positive that cannot be denied will happen in somebody's life. I don't know if you are the one, but if you are the one, let your amen show it. That long-awaited issue of shame that has been tormenting your life and destiny, just like it was in the case of that woman, 12 horrible years. It doesn't matter for how long. Today, something positive will happen for you. We serve a God whose power is immeasurable. He will manifest his power in your life. But we must understand, very importantly, that faith must not be assumed. It has to be consciously cultivated. Don't assume faith. You have to build it. Romans 10:17 tells us faith comes. So if faith comes, it also means that faith can go away. Faith has to be consciously cultivated. The question is, how do I build my faith, therefore? One major way you can build your faith, we're looking at this morning, is through consistency in fellowship. Through what? Consistency in fellowship. Not come today, be away tomorrow, but consistency. Consistency is the rule of the game. We build our faith one major way through consistency in fellowship. Psalms 84:7, the Bible tells us very clearly, we go from strength to what? That strength talks about spiritual strength, yes. It talks about physical strength, yes. It talks about mental strength, yes. They go from strength to strength, spirit, soul, and body. Every one of them, how many of them? As they appear in Zion. So, keep at it. Be consistent in fellowship. You know, the truth of the matter is, you don't know what you are gaining when you are consistent in fellowship until you stop being consistent. But don't try it. Because spiritual vacation, we've heard it said over and again, is a risk. You must have heard people give testimony, oh, they had this sickness or disease in their body, and as they kept on coming to church, to fellowship, they didn't even know when it disappeared. Do you remember such testimonies before? Consistency in fellowship. Make no mistake about it. Consistent fellowship strengthens faith. And it goes the other way around. Lack of consistency in fellowship weakens faith. Your faith shall not be weakened. I say your faith shall not be weakened. So you want your faith to be strengthened. Be what? Be consistent in fellowship. Many of you keep doing this over and again, being consistent. Covenant hour of prayer, midweek services, you are there. Sunday services, you are there. Special services, you are there. Some even attend on Sunday more than one service. Some attend two, some attend three. Keep at it. Do what? Do what? You are building strength against the day of challenge. And by the time those challenges arise, because your faith has been built, your victory is guaranteed. You will make it in Jesus' name. Can I hear louder? Amen. So, grace from this day forward to be consistent more than ever before in fellowship, receive it in Jesus' name. Say with me, I receive it. As you try to round up, please remember that faith-filled prayer is a requirement for commanding church growth. Faith-filled prayer is a requirement for commanding church growth. In other words, church growth cannot be delivered until it is demanded for on the altar of prayer. It will not be delivered until it is demanded for on the altar of prayer. Ezekiel chapter 36 and verse 37. Ezekiel 36 and verse 37. The Bible speaking says, thus saith the Lord God, I will yet for this be inquired of by the house of Israel. To do it for them, I will increase them with men like what? Like a flock. That shall be our testimony in Jesus' name. You haven't seen church growth yet in this commission. It's just beginning. And now that we're in our 40th year, when we are entering our promised land, the God of heaven that has made you to be alive in this season, who has made it possible for you to be born in this season spiritually, you will be a partaker of the blessings. So as you partake in praying for church growth, you also partake in the blessings that follow it. Your glorification shall be established this season. Amen. Can I hear louder? Amen. Amen. Remember the testimonies we heard this morning? Amazing blessings delivered to that family in the second testimony. And she said, they didn't even know that these are possible. Things that men have thought to be impossible in your life, this time, God will make it possible. So as you keep pressing for the matters of the kingdom, know that you are bound to be a partaker of the glorification of this season. This season, you shall be glorified. Every area of shame in your life shall be turned to testimony. You have been hearing the testimonies of others. Before the end of this prayer and fasting season, you will share your own testimony. What more? You will not only share your own testimony, you will be a testimony yourself. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Rise up on your feet and lift up your hands unto the Lord. Lift up your voice unto Him and receive grace for consistency in fellowship. In season and out of season. Grace to keep at it. Grace never to be weary. Grace never to give up. Lift up your voice. Lift up your hand to the Lord and receive that grace right now. Grace to be consistent. Grace never to give up. Grace to keep at it. I receive it. Someone is speaking to the Lord right now. I receive that grace for consistency and fellowship. So shall it be. Lift up your right hand to the Lord. Say after me, Heavenly Father, today I receive grace to be more consistent in fellowship. Never giving up, but in season and out of season, to be consistent. I receive that grace now. Thank you, Jesus. Lift up your voice now and thank him for releasing that grace unto you. Give him praise and glory. God has heard and answered.
Lift your hand, lift your voice, and give glory to God for that grace, the grace for consistency that has come upon you today, not to waver anymore in your engagement, but to stand fervent in spirit serving the Lord. Will you give God the glory? Will you give him the praise? Will you begin to adore him and to celebrate him? Give thanks unto the name of the Most High God. He is worthy of all praise and of all glory. Father, we say thank you. And we bless your holy name. You are worthy of all the praise, and you are worthy of all the glory. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Now we are going to speak into the day. Another day gives us another opportunity to position for encounters with God. Make your decree concerning the day, and whatever you declare, God will deliver. Now begin to make your decree. Speak to the day right now. Issue your decrees. You shall decree a thing and it shall be established unto you, and the light will shine upon your ways. Will you begin to make your decree? Speak forth right now. Speak forth right now. Speak forth right now. Speak forth right now. Make your declaration unto God. Make your declaration unto God. Issue your decrees this morning. The day is declared blessed, a day of unusual encounters, a day of supernatural visitation. Speak forth right now. Speak forth right now. Speak forth right now. Father, we say thank you. Blessed be your holy name. For in Jesus' precious name we have declared. As you have issued your decree today, every declaration made will be brought to pass. Today we are concluding the fourth in the series of 3-day encounters, and on the third day he will raise us up. Therefore, for you today shall be a day of raising up in the name of Jesus Christ. So shall it be in Jesus' precious name. Somebody believe, say loud, amen. Amen. Don't forget, we are gathered this evening again across all our various zones, coming into God's presence for yet another crowning encounter. And it will be indeed a crowning encounter for you in Jesus' precious name. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. Then expect turnaround to become your new identity from henceforth. Amen and amen. You are blessed. Congratulate somebody as you go and be blessed.